My name is Nala Hayden. I am 17 years old, and my mission is to help educate Black boys and girls how to care for and love their natural curly hair. This is my story. This will hopefully help so many people in the world, because I know that I'm not the only person that had to go through this. I just want to educate and inform people on Black history, because it's something that isn't correctly acknowledged.
Hey, I'm Danny Washington, and welcome to The Genius Generation, the podcast about young people who are changing our world in big ways. On this week's show, my guest is Nala Hayden. Nala is the creator of the organization My Hair Love, and her mission is teaching younger Black children how to care for their natural hair while breaking stigmas and negative stereotypes at the same time. Nala, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. I want to talk about My Hair Love. What is it about?
So My Hair Love is basically a educational initiative where I get to educate other Black boys and girls about their natural hair and about hair products to use, and just making sure that the products that they get are natural and healthy for our hair, and learning about the history behind certain hairstyles and techniques.
That's fascinating. So when did you notice there was a problem that you wanted to solve with My Hair Love?
So I grew up in Chicago, and even though I lived in a majority Black area, I noticed that there is still a stigma around natural hair. And a lot of the girls that I lived around had either weaves in their hair and braids and got it straightened a lot. And growing up, I always wanted to get my hair straightened, and I really didn't like my curls. And that was up until middle school, until I moved to Massachusetts. And when I moved to Massachusetts, I moved into a neighborhood that was predominantly Cape Verdean, and they wore their natural hair a lot. And it was a culture shock for me, because I didn't see a lot of people being natural. And then I started to have this realization that I should also start loving my hair as well. So during like eighth grade through freshman year, I went through a whole transitioning process. And during that process, I noticed a lot of stigma behind just not knowing how to do hair, because I also straightened my hair a lot because I had to just figure out how to do my own hair. I used to just slap a lot of gel on it and just go out the door, or my hair would just look a mess. And I noticed that a lot of other people also dealt with this. I noticed it mostly with some of the guys, because I managed for the boys' basketball team. And they were like my first people that I educated about like what products to use, or like just how to take care of it better. And that kind of inspired me. I also went to this Students of Color conference my freshman year as well, called AISNE. And we had this workshop about Black women empowerment. And looking around the room, seeing all these Black women, I just saw so many different hairstyles and curl patterns, and just seeing that was really inspiring. And I was like, we should have a workshop here where we get to learn about the history behind our hair and our hairstyles. And it was just like an idea I had in the back of my head, until this year when I had the opportunity to apply for a grant at my school, and I ended up winning the grant. So that's how the idea started.
Wow, that's incredible. What a journey. And I can totally relate to this story, because myself, I went natural when I was 20 years old. So I'm a child and product of the 90s. I went to college in the 2000s. And by my junior year of college, I recognized that I had a different pattern of curl, like growing out of my head that I'd never seen before, because from when I was 6 years old on, I straightened my hair, or at least I went to a salon with my mom and got it straightened there, because it was more manageable when it was straighter. But when I recognized my natural curl pattern, I was blown away. And then I did the big chop like 2 weeks later, after I realized what was happening, because at the time I couldn't even afford to go to the salon anymore, because getting a relaxer was just too expensive for a college student who was just making ends meet. And it was the best decision of my life. So I've been natural for the last 14 years, and I feel so much freedom. So my question for you, Nala, is you wanted your hair to always be straight, and then all of a sudden you had this epiphany of, wait a second, I want to see my hair natural. Was there a particular moment you remember that sparked the idea?
Yeah, so basically around eighth grade, like 2017, 2018, that's when natural like gurus on YouTube were first being popularized.
Braids, locks, and afros, nature's queen supreme.
With hair that grows strong as a storm and doesn't conform to a beauty norm.
Everything about me changed when I decided to embrace my hair.
Seeing that was very inspirational for me because I was like, oh my gosh, look at all these Black women being empowered by their hair and taking back something that we were hated on and stigmatized about. Seeing women actually empower their hair, and just on YouTube and Instagram and social media, I feel like that was my breaking point of realizing that I should love how my hair grows out of my head. It was just like really empowering for me.
Nice, nice. Let's talk a little bit more about natural hair and what that actually means.
I never knew about the difference between curl pattern and texture. I didn't really know the terms curly, kinky, and coily. And I think that was a big thing for me. It's just like learning about the different hair, like curl patterns in general. There's type 1, which is straight hair, and that category goes through A through C. There's type 2, which is wavy, and that also goes A through C. And then there's curly, and the fourth type is coily, which I'm still in the process of researching this, but apparently it actually goes through A through D, which a lot of people do not realize. And that was really fascinating because I have different curl patterns in my hair. So growing up, one side would curl up more than the other, and I never understood why. And it was just like very confusing and frustrating. And I would always like have to like yank on one side of my hair more when styling. And I just like never wore it out because of that.
Got it. Yeah. There's so much science behind textures of hair. The hair itself, it's this protein that's growing out of our heads. But if you have more disulfide bonds in your hair, then you have curlier textures, which is so cool. And over the years, different scientists have come up with different chemical formulas that either break or create these bonds on your hair follicle. And that to me is fascinating, especially as someone who used to straighten her curls. My curls, we put the relaxing cream in it and then blow dry it. And then all of a sudden I had straight hair, at least for a few days. And then as soon as I would wash it and add water, it would go back to being curly again. So what have you learned so far about the science behind curly hair?
At the moment, I'm still in my research process, so I'm still just like learning about the different curl patterns and textures at the moment, and also just learning about porosity and how much moisture your hair can take when it comes to products, because that was a big issue for me, is using the wrong products. I'm just hoping to educate people. There is a lot of cultural significance with certain hairstyles that Black people do and our ancestors did. A lot of it has a lot of meaning, and a lot of people do not know that meaning. And I just want to educate and inform people and just giving more context on Black history, because it's something that isn't correctly informed and acknowledged.
Gotcha. It sounds like you're in startup mode, which is great, because that's where you do all of the ideation and you get to test out what you think is going to work and find out if it does or doesn't. And it's awesome that you already have some startup funding to get you off the ground. So have you had any other breakthroughs or aha moments along the way so far?
I have had aha moments with motivation for my project, especially when it comes to like big worlds like Hollywood movie industry. When I first won the grant, I read an article about the Black actress that plays in High School Musical. And she talked about how her makeup team did not know how to do her hair. And she used to wear headbands. So the reason that her character always wore headbands is because her team didn't know how to take care of it and she had to do her own hair. And I learned about a lot of other actresses that also had to go through that. It was like motivation for me. This will hopefully help so many people in the world, because I know that I'm not the only person that had to go through this. And hopefully in the future, there's going to be little girls that can be secure about it and not have to be insecure about if their hair is too big or if their hair is too curly or too coily or if it's not straight.
Oh, definitely. For me personally, when I went natural, it was the biggest step of radical self-love that I've ever taken. Because to me, it's a fashion statement. Being natural is also like a social statement, saying that I am beautiful just the way that I am. Do you have any advice for other young people who might want to do something similar to you?
Don't overthink, just do it. I know I'm a big overthinker, and sometimes I can't always get my words out of my mouth. If you're doubtful about it, if you're hesitant about it, just do it. And I know that can be really hard for some people because I was hesitant to sign up for this grant. And at first I wasn't gonna do it. I wasn't gonna apply. And I ended up winning, which was like really shocking for me. So sometimes you just have to go with your gut and just do it.
Thank you so much for joining us here on The Genius Generation. It's great to hear your story and best of luck as you continue to build My Hair Love.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of The Genius Generation. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to rate and subscribe. The Genius Generation is a podcast created by Seeker and Trax. The show is hosted by me, Danny Washington. Emily Feld and Evan Hall are our producers. Caroline Roth, Brian C. Magala, and Matt Morales are Seeker producers. Our editor and sound designer is John Pappas. Our executive producers are Brett Kushner, Michelle Smalley, and Brian Pendergast. Our PA is Navani Otero. Thanks for listening. Funding for The Genius Generation comes from the Arthur Vining Davis Foundations, investing in our common future. How do we create change that lasts? True transformation happens by changing the system, not just the situation. It's a bit like the difference between saving a tree and creating a new sustainable way of doing forestry. Ashoka is a global community of thousands of changemakers who are committed to making systemic change and empowering others to do the same. We get it. Changing systems sounds intimidating, but there's nothing to fear. Join Ashoka for a three-part learning journey to uncover issues you care about, identify the root causes, and start building a solution. Learn more by visiting changemaking.net or check out the link in the show notes.
Support for Trax comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is Trax from PRX.